We've agreed our remit, which is three things. One, to define what affordable housing is. Secondly, what KCC currently does in the provision of affordable housing. And then thirdly, what KCC can be doing to improve the affordable housing. So through this process, we're working with a number of stakeholders to understand their concerns, you know, and the opportunities and challenges in that. And then moving forwards, we'll be putting forward some recommendations to Cabinet and ultimately Council later on in this year to hopefully improve the situation. As a district leader as well myself, and a relatively new Kent County councillor, but someone who's lived in Kent pretty much my entire life, you come into these processes thinking that you might know what some of the recommendations might be, but as ever you kind of remain open-minded, and actually there's been some really challenging subjects and thoughts in this process that actually may lead to some really good recommendations at the end, and I'm really positive that we can take this forward.
And what would you say, based on your own experience, is the situation in Canterbury? Would you say there's a shortage of affordable housing there?
Certainly in the city centre, we have a really interesting challenge in terms of the mix of the local population as well as the student population. In Canterbury, we've tried to change that by building purpose-built student accommodation, introducing other local plan policies. So if someone wants to develop a house of multiple occupation in a certain area, if there's already too high density, then they won't be granted planning permission. So trying to shake up the market a little bit to provide a bit more opportunity for young professionals and families to get on the housing market, which has been slightly distorted, certainly from the universities. But that's not to say that we don't welcome the universities. They bring amazing benefits, but clearly we need housing for everyone.
Do you feel like this is going to be quite a big challenge to try and persuade a lot of developers, particularly private developers, who may say, look, we don't really want to build affordable housing because it's not profitable for us?
Certainly taking on the challenge of chairing this committee, I knew there was going to be some sizable challenges in terms of the competing interests, not least of all, you know, being a district leader myself. You know, we need to work with people. And I think the point is it's about conversation, making sure resources are used wisely. Something that's really come up in the conversation so far is about kind of if KCC has spare land and buildings, what is it we're doing with that process at the moment? Probably understandably, we need to get best value, which means selling it for the best price, whereas actually we need to think more holistically about, you know, what those buildings are used for, because actually go back to the point about adult social care, mental health, schools, you know, can we get better kind of collective value from using our buildings more wisely, or indeed putting that land and having a joint venture with other, you know, housing associations or private developers to kind of bring about better social outcomes. So I think that's a real challenge for us to think about how best we're using resources, but I think it's a really exciting time to think about doing something a bit differently that kind of gives a better overall holistic view to Kent and the residents who need the services that we provide.